Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by Misty Von Baron. She is obviously one of the library ladies at the Perry Public Library, but today we wanted to talk more about back-to-school stuff. So, Misty, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad that you feel privileged that I'm here.
Of course. Why would I not? So, like I said, back-to-school is here. It's upon us. Kids have been back for a couple weeks now. But one thing that you are heavily involved in is the walking school bus. So just first of all, start us off by telling us exactly what that is.
Yes, many people are not aware of what a walking school bus is. I got involved with the walking school bus about 5 years ago. What it basically is simply a way for students to walk to school. It seems foreign to those of us that are older that kids don't know how to do this, but it allows the kids an opportunity to get some exercise in, to maybe run off a little bit of energy before they get to school so that they're ready to learn. And so the walking school bus program came into effect through a grant through Dallas County Public Health, and then it was evolved and the community took over, also known as I became the program coordinator. And so now we do walking school bus once a week, Friday mornings. And we'll start September 7th, and we walk to school only, and it's a great opportunity for kids to get out there, get a little bit of exercise, and get ready for the day.
All right, so where does this begin? Because obviously kids are spread out all throughout the city, so where do they meet up?
Yes, in order to maximize our volunteers, we only have one location that we run. So what we do is on Friday mornings, we leave the Performing Arts Center or the Perry High School at 7:30, and then we utilize the Safe Routes to School sidewalks, which are along 18th Street and then down McKinley to Weiss Park, and then we meander through Weiss Park over to the elementary school to get the kids to school safely.
All right, so this is basically just for elementary kids, or is it for all grades?
It's only for elementary kids, simply because the high school and the middle school, they start at like 7:45. They're early. And unfortunately, with St. Pat's, I've done the timing, and St. Pat's starts at the same time that the elementary does. But in order for them to participate, they would have to be like 10 minutes late to school. So we haven't been able to work out a way to have St. Pat's be able to participate as well, because I'd like them to sometime be able to do that.
For sure. Now, this hasn't started yet, but what sort of attendance have you had for this on a weekly basis?
We usually average anywhere from like 50 to 70 kids registered, which is a pretty awesome statistic considering that our elementary school has roughly 800 students. So we can have upwards of, you know, like 10% of the student body participating in walking to school, which they think is awesome. The kids that do it, they enjoy it and they like to come back every year. It's one of the things that I hear about all the time when kids come to the library is, I miss walking school bus. And I'm like, it's coming.
All right, so people do have to register for this, but is there a cost for it?
There is no cost. This is a program that, like I said earlier, was started by Dallas County Public Health with a grant, and then the library has kind of absorbed it. And then we have tons of area businesses that help with the volunteer aspect of it. They send their employees. For example, the Dallas County Ambulance Service always sends employees to help out with being volunteer drivers, which are the adult walkers. Dallas County Hospital. A lot of retired teachers come out. Some of our council members come out and help be the walkers. So it's a great opportunity for people to get involved in the community, kind of look at the world through the eyes of a child. It's just a great way to start a Friday morning. We do offer incentives on a weekly basis. So if businesses would want to help with that, they can more than welcome, you know, give me a call at the library and offer to help with that. But it's basically a program that is really self-funded and it's just fun.
For sure. Now, this doesn't go on all year because obviously during the winter months, it might be a little chilly to walk all that way.
That's correct. Last fall, though, we did extend it. We used to stop at the end of October. However, we had a really gorgeous fall that year, and I'm like, we could still be walking. So last year we went ahead, and so now we do it from the first Friday in September, usually through the Friday before Thanksgiving break. So it's extended a little bit. And then we also have a special day, which is Wednesday, October 10th, which is a special day for us because that is actual National Walk to School Day, which is odd that they have to have a day to celebrate walking to school, but that's the day. And so we're hoping to have some special guest walkers that day. I've got some feelers out to some community members, so hopefully they'll give me a call back.
All right. So now, why would you encourage kids and parents to take advantage of this service?
Well, for one, as I mentioned earlier, it's a great opportunity for kids to kind of run out a little bit of energy prior to getting to school. I've had many teachers comment to me that they notice a difference on walking school bus day in the way that the kids are more attentive to what they're learning and teaching. So I think that that by far is the biggest feedback that I've received from teachers. In addition, you get that exercise in. It's about a mile from the high school to the elementary school, and that's some walking that maybe they wouldn't get any other time. I mean, in today's world, play is not as good as it used to be when we were kids, where you would just go outside and just play. So this is a great opportunity for kids to get out and also learn safe ways to walk within school. I mean, we talk about, you know, stopping and looking both ways and making sure that we stay on the sidewalk and stay away from the street and all that kind of thing.
All right, so if people are wanting to get involved in it either as walkers or as volunteers, can they just reach out to you then?
They can reach out to me, and I can be reached at the library. I'm there pretty much all the time, so if I'm not, leave a message for me and I'll get back to you. And the students at the elementary have all received permission slips that went home, so those just need to be returned to either Mrs. Malam at the school or to me at the library.
All right. Well, now one last thing that I want to talk about today with you has to do with the library. That's the after-school snack, because we're back to school now. So what can you tell me about this program that the library offers?
We are back to school. And just a side note, we actually offer the afternoon snack throughout the year. So even when there's break, we can also do the after-school snack, which is just afternoon snack then. But every day, Monday through Friday, we serve an after-school snack for all kids that are, you know, K through 12th grade. They can come into the library. They get to come back into the librarian's staff room area, and they get to have a nice, healthy, nutritious snack, and it's free. We're able to partner with the local food pantry and United Way to help fund that program. In addition, several of our patrons have now discovered that we're doing this, and they've offered to donate because they think that the program is so great. One of the things that I love so much about this program is not necessarily just that we're giving kids snacks, we're making sure that they're fed, but it gives us as librarians an opportunity to really bond with the kids and to reach out to them and build relationships, which I think is so important in this day and age.
For sure. All right. Well, Miss Yvonne Barron, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
That's all that we have at the moment, but listen to KDLS for upcoming events at the library, because we've always got something going on.
For sure. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Miss Yvonne Barron. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.